going to be a little different. Hour number two of the Ron Owens program. We're going to talk a little bit about venture capital. This gentleman came and wrote me a note. His name is Mark Coggins. Wrote me an email, and it was just so well laid out that I thought, even though he's written a novel, which is called Vulture Capital, by the way, maybe we ought to talk a little about venture capital. Now, here's the story. This is a guy who worked in Silicon Valley for over 20 years, has experience with startups, a number of larger firms like Hewlett-Packard and Netscape, well as a venture capital firm. He was a co-founder of a startup in the internet space, had the opportunity to meet and do funding pitches to a great many venture capitalists, including some of the best-known firms. And there are so many people who would love nothing else than to have an infusion of money. They got a great idea. They picture themselves the next millionaire. And for a period of time, I mean, venture capital was all over the place, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, in 1999 and 2000, they invested, I think, on the order of $141 billion. And up until that time, the most they'd ever invested in 1 year was $20 billion. So you can see the big difference between those years and the rest of the time.
Where's that money come from?
Well, most VCs raise their money by getting funds from large corporations, institutional investors, insurance companies, and also high net worth individuals also put money in. It's interesting what they do with it, though. They don't just throw it into a big fund. They actually segregate it into different funds, and they actually put together a legal partnership with the people that have invested. So the VCs are the general partners of the fund, and the people that invest are limited partners in the fund. And actually, the VCs make money simply just managing the money that's in the fund. So one thing that has been somewhat controversial with the bubble bursting is the VCs have continued to make money just, living off the interest and effect of the funds. And the limited partners, of course, aren't very happy about that because they've seen these negative returns in the last few years.
I always got the idea these were people like rich guys who had tons of money and figured, okay, I'll see that. I like this idea of a BlackBerry Go. I'm going to invest in it. And I'm going to become a multi-millionaire.
Certainly, a lot of the people that invested that way, but everybody got hit hard over the last few years, and even some of the people who were making a lot of money in those years have started to lose money and want their money out, actually, from the VC funds. And some of the VC firms are actually, even though they're not legally bound to, giving money back to the limited partners.
What do you mean they're not legally bound to?
Well, when you make these partnerships, when you invest, you sign a contract. It is a partnership. It's a legal partnership, and you're bound to provide the money. Actually, most times you don't actually have to give all the money up front. There's a call for the money when it's needed in the fund.
Right.
And what's happening sometimes nowadays is when they make the call for the money, the people who are on the hook to give it just simply aren't giving it because they're not happy with the returns they've received.
Most people, and the way this would affect people in our audience right now is there are people who have ideas and would love nothing more than to get funding. Are those days over?
It's very, very hard to get money right now, especially in the spaces that were so hot, a couple of years ago. I have a friend who is in a startup, and he did a survey or a search on the VC database, and he found that over the last year, the VCs have only made 12 investments in the space of enterprise software, which is the space that most of the funding was going to up until this time.
Like how many had they made before under normal times?
Oh, hundreds.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds.
Right. In fact, I read recently that there's about 3,100 startups that were funded during 1999 and 2000 that are still out there. So this is, very likely going to be, there's going to continue to be failures of startups, and we're going to see continual, problems for the VCs as a result of this.
Remember the days when friends would call you up and say, got to get into this IPO, I can get you in right away.
No, absolutely. Friends and family stock was a big thing.
Yeah.
And I heard a story of a gentleman who invested $25,000 and he just misplaced the shares. And then the person who had asked him to invest called him up and he couldn't find them, and it turned out they were worth $1 million. And he just mislaid $1 million worth of stock.
Did he ever find it?
He did find it.
I would think. That you hire people to do that. If anybody's got any questions about trying to get some money, you have ideas, you want to know how venture capital works, how these venture capital firms are there, which ones are the good ones, which ones are the bad ones, what are these people like, got any questions, pick up a phone and join us. 808-0810 is the number, 808-0810. We're talking with Mark Coggins about venture capital. His book is Vulture Capital. 808-0810, our number, 1012 the time, Ron Owens, KGO.